you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, your reliable source for petty fights and vibrator news, obviously.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Nina Parker is here, and
I'm
Hunter
here.
Hunter is still off, unfortunately. Or fortunately, we haven't decided yet. So Adam Ray is joining us
today. I
did
it, Mom!
Very excited.
Said I couldn't do it.
Moms always are the first to doubt, right?
Yeah,
anyway,
haters.
Okay, there are two things we know about Pete Davidson. One, he has a very big penis. And two, he's pretty open about his ex, Ariana Grande, especially in his new interview with Charlamagne Tha God.
They were saying that she might have been throwing some shade at you at the Grammys.
I'm sure she was.
She's
the queen of shade. Again, I get it. That's her job. Like, you know, she has to, that's her aura. She has, music to it and stuff. I get it. So, I hope people feel the same way about my jokes.
Miss Ariana Grande is a punchline.
Yeah, and she has a couple. But you know, stand-up's part of my life. That was a highly publicized thing.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like she got her fair run and her fair stab at it.
I think that's a fair game.
Yeah.
I feel like that is his outlet. That's how he expresses himself. Comedy comes from life experiences.
It does.
It's what you joke about.
I think you'd be doing it wrong if you didn't talk about what's going on in your life. I mean, if I dated Cher, I would not keep that out of my stand-up act because that's what's happening with me. And yes, that is me putting that out there. Cher,
oh, why Cher?
Where's my Cher cam? Cher, if you're listening, I'm 6'1", kind of. I don't have enough flannel in my life. You laughed too hard at that. And if you're listening, hit me up on Twitter or.
We didn't ask you to come on this show to shoot your shot.
With Cher.
Okay.
No,
don't
I think,
use this show to shoot your shot at women.
I mean, look, I've known Pete for a while. We started stand up around the same time, and he's told me very candidly about a lot of his relationship.
Tell us. But, tell us candidly.
Well, we were both very high, so I forgot most of it. But I think he's kind of a what you see is what you get guy, which I love about him.
I think that's the kind of the theme though when you date a public figure. If you date an actor if you date a writer, you might end up in a book or you might end up in a script. We could see you on the big screen.
Fabulous.
Or a character based on you. If you date a comedian, I've dated a comedian in the past and he never named me, you know what I mean? But I knew he
loosely,
was. He was talking about me, and it was okay. When you get off that stage, you have to see me.
Who's the comedian? Can you say?
Oh, no, I'm not gonna say. I'm
now, how did you feel not. when he was talking about you on stage?
I didn't care. It was flattering.
It is.
I was
that.
I don't care what he's saying. He's lying anyway.
Yeah.
He's full of shit.
Yeah. This is my favorite person that we're going to talk about now, so get excited, okay?
Yeah.
So Gwyneth Paltrow was on Kimmel last night, and we learned so much about her. She shared an important heart-to-heart that she had with her teenage son about vibrators.
You know, it's funny. Actually, my son said to me the other day, he was like, at first I thought it was really embarrassing that there were vibrators on your website, and now I think it's a great thing.
Did he
He's like, you're a feminist, Mom. You're a badass.
No.
Really?
Not okay.
Yeah.
Not okay. Whatever. What happened to moms? Just my mom used to cut the crust off my sandwiches. Like, if she was like, hey, I've got this new dildo hobby, I'd be like, it's time for me to live with that. You know?
Yeah. That's just oversharing. And also, he's still a teenager. It's not like she's having this conversation with her adult son. I mean, I guess it's fine. It's healthy. But it's also very awkward.
It is awkward. It's just what's the balance, though? When you have a website, you are, women empowerment. You want to promote women's health. You want to, talk about that. But then you have a son. What's the line?
When did Gwyneth become, this sex expert?
Have enough money?
She's all
weird?
About the, human body, exploring different parts of it, wanting to know about it more. I feel like it is awkward. But it's also, how do you avoid it?
I feel like she's trolling us all the time.
She is, because everyone
is
signing
trolling.
Up for everything that she's doing, right? Goop is massive. I'm obsessed with it.
Are you? What else can you get besides
toys? I am that bitch. Oh, you can get everything
toys.
On that thing.
Literally anything you
anything
need.
Anything vagina related.
Anything.
It's only for gals, right? There's no guy.
There's guy stuff, too.
What is there? What are the guys?
I mean, there's
changes,
things you can benefit on. You
stuff.
Can buy a vagina candle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
She has a vagina candle.
Yeah, you
that
can burn
is...
it for your friends when they come over. They can think
you know,
you had a girl
posted,
there.
I posted on Instagram as soon as that came out when I saw that, and I tagged The Rock. I was trying to make, you know, a joke, and I put, hey, Rock, your move. You know, you need to make a ball-scented candle. And then I look in my on the picture, and The Rock had commented on it, and he was like, brother, I've been trying to make this candle, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. It keeps...
Are you just flexing that The Rock responded to you?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, duh. Okay. Has he commented on your pictures, Morgan? Okay. He should make a ball candle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I might buy that.
Yeah.
Call it rock bottom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right.
Get on it.
That was good.
Did we cut the commercial on that joke?
No, we are. We have so much more.
I never thought in life I'd buy a ball scented candle from a guy named Dwayne, but here I am.
Here you are.
Dwayne, what a great name.
All right. Well, we've all sent out a text we regret. You know, happens. I don't actually do that often. But anyway, well, Kristen Bell revealed that her husband Dax definitely messed up when he sent the wrong emoji to Kristen's mom.
She was coming in town and says, can't wait to see you tonight. And he meant to respond, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. And instead, he responds, eggplant, eggplant, eggplant. Thankfully, she didn't know what an eggplant emoji was.
I believe this story.
This is okay.
Really?
So I was gonna ask you, Nina.
Yeah, I feel like you know, Kristen Bell and Dax are on this whole cutesy couple run, and I feel
you
like you know,
it.
We all need we no, I don't know because I have like you know, when you do the emojis, you still gotta hit send, like you don't see these big ass eggplants before you hit send.
Well, yeah. First of all, I love
like come on
but
now,
I also feel
and what the eggplant isn't even near the smiling face emoji
but
unless it was
says,
like your last use.
That says he's frequently using it.
Really, why is Dax using the eggplant emoji?
Maybe. To send to his wife that I'm going to be home soon. Like, this is coming for you.
Eggplant, though, for Dax?
Mm-mm. No. It's more of like a cucumber emoji, you think?
You think?
I don't know.
Have you guys accidentally sent an emoji, though, or a text to somebody on accident?
For sure.
Yeah, but autocorrect usually steps in. You know.
Oh, my autocorrect is a mess.
I once sent to a girl, sleep tight baby, and the phone changed it to sheep lady. I wish I was joking. You guys are laughing. This is a real story.
Anyway, Tyra wants people to live their ultimate modeling fantasy, but learning how to smize is not cheap. Her Modelland attraction is opening soon in Los Angeles, where aspiring models can enjoy the fantasine dream, for real, for $1,500.
Imagine a place that's full of fierce and fantasy. Photo shoots and runways, storytelling and theater. A place that celebrates beauty and you. And is not a movement, it's a revolution, an uprising. From this day forward, I will embrace my big, beautiful, bold, round, funky welcome to the land of Anne. Model Land.
Spies for me now.
That was the most ridiculous commercial I've ever seen.
That was as bad as I thought it was.
Is this supposed to scare us away from it? It looks like the start of a horror movie.
Not good. Real, real low budget. Maybe she has to make up for how much money she spent on that. That was not good.
That wasn't good.
Like, if you're trying to compete with Legoland, you got to up your budget on this thing. Like, what?
And then let's get into the ticket prices.
Yeah.
Because
15.
This is, okay, cool. If this was for free, then maybe you go in and you stop in. But the highest ticket is almost $1,500.
That is delusional to me.
Which includes, like, fashion and beauty styling and, you know, a photo shoot. But you could get that off of Craigslist for $50.
Hey, so you still on Craigslist?
I mean, you know, you go on there if you have to.
Yeah.
If you have to.
And I like Tyra, but I do feel like... This post, like, America's Next Top Model life, she's just kind of throwing the balls out there and seeing what hits, right?
She's not, it's not like a clear direction for her any longer. It's gotten very strange. She's lost her way. You think so? No.
Somebody's gonna go. Somebody is gonna go.
All right. And apparently Real Housewives Crazy doesn't end after the show. Former New York housewife Jules Weinstein was arrested for allegedly licking her ex's car window, then taking a bat to the back of his car, and then, well, punching him in the face. And all while their two kids were in the car. So that sounds healthy.
Well, I say lock her up just for them eyebrows.
Yeah.
I mean,
I remember her.
Them brows are very funny.
She did a very brief stint on New York Housewives,
she
right?
Did.
It was,
yeah.
But you knew she was crazy from the moment she stepped on, like too crazy.
You
for
think
that.
So? I didn't think she was crazy on the show.
I felt like
she
that
was too
not
normal,
a good...
which is why I feel like there was some hidden stuff. The ones who always come on real normal with the perfect family, you know something's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
She was very normal on the show.
By the way, why did the mugshots always look exactly like what they did? You see that picture, you're like, oh yeah, she licks windows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, wait, but licking a window, like, how do you get in trouble for? I mean, I get taking a bat to a window, but
well,
licking
it wasn't
a window.
The licking of the window.
Right.
It was the bat.
Was it the face she made? Because if you're like, yeah. If you're like, that's...
She must have watched the boxing match over the weekend. She was just licking
everything.
Oh,
yeah. That was amazing.
I hope she gets help.
Yeah.
It's kind of been a downward spiral for her, so I hope she gets that. This divorce has been going on since 2017, and it's been really messy.
Yeah. All right. After the break, is the Bachelor's Fantasy Suite really a fantasy? We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spent the last few days bringing on trashy TV because it makes them feel better about their lives. And by bringing, I meant binging. So whatever. And it also gives us plenty of material for tonight's reality check.
Yeah.
Okay. So for this is your first reality check. You're
I
so
love
excited.
It. Finally,
okay.
Thank you.
So for the first time in Bachelor history, the final three women were forced to stay together in the fantasy suite in Australia. It got pretty cringy last night when I'm saving myself. Maddie found out the other ladies were getting clarity by way of Pilot Pete's eggplant emoji.
I was telling him this. I was like, it's going to be really hard for me to like even think about like the fact that you are going to be with other women this weekend. You know, Victoria, I mean, if she's coming back this morning, then they got to a good place. I'm stating the obvious there. I think they're, you know. Hello.
Hello.
How was your date with Peter?
Do you feel like you kind of got any of the clarity that you feel like you needed?
Yeah, I feel like it was productive.
Right.
Riveting
on
television.
The Bachelor.
It's just, that's what I was going to say. I don't, like, do these girls not know what the f*** they're signing up for?
How many Xanax smoothies do they drink before they go on air?
Like,
I mean, it's just like, and also, this is a competition.
Yeah.
Like, these are not your girlfriends. You didn't grow up with them. These aren't your homegirls. These are girls who want the same man you do. Why are you even getting this comfortable with them in the first place?
I don't understand. This is why I don't watch the show, because I do not understand it. I cannot get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I assume everybody on here is big f***. Is that wrong?
No,
Lane,
that's every show. Every show, whether it's on an island or in a suite, like
this,
the title is really just a decoy. It's, you know, Temptation Island should have been called F Island.
Yeah.
Like, and The Bachelor should be like Strangers Who Meet, then F. You know, it's a longer title, but it's still
Yeah, I just don't understand the Maddie girl. The Maddie girl is like really big about this, and this might have just been the wrong show for her.
Exactly. Yeah. She is saving herself.
Maybe,
maybe
she's more of a Jeopardy girl, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. And 90 Day Fiancé returned with some real winners. Big Ed, as he likes to call himself, is getting ready to meet Rose for the first time and, of course, propose to her.
Oh, great.
But there are some things he has to do first.
Since I met Rose, I want to look young for her. So I have been dyeing my hair, and it irritates my scalp. So I found out that mayonnaise makes it smoother and less dry. I'm self-conscious of my physical appearance because Rose is 31 years younger than me. I smell like an egg salad sandwich, but it really, really works.
Yo, I mean, this is why people gotta stop Googling stuff. Like, this guy was like, my head itches, what do I do? Google was like, put mayonnaise on your head. He was like, got it.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Google.
This is the most disgusting thing. For me, first of all, I won't even go down the aisle where there's mayonnaise. Like, I think mayonnaise is the most disgusting.
You do not like mayonnaise.
It's disgusting, I think it's gross. But to put it on your body.
Yeah.
You have to be extra kind of stank.
Yeah, if she sees...
To just put it on your body, put... And then he put a plastic cap and is admitting that he smells like an egg salad.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't get your smelly ass out of here, sir, like, somebody do an intervention and help him.
My favorite part is, like, the wine glass is right next to the mayonnaise. It's just, like, a lot of disgustingness from this.
I mean,
from Big Ed.
Mayonnaise on the head, what's next? Relish on the pubes? Like, stop taking food out of your cabinet to try to fix yourself.
He also lied about his height, so he said he was 5'2".
Is that a big deal?
But he's 4'11".
Really... Yeah, so that's going
to
be the...
Well, from 4'11 to 5'2 is a big difference.
That is a big difference.
If you're 6 feet and you're really 6'1", not a big deal.
That's true. But if also when guys are like, I'm like 6 feet, it's like, bro, you're 5'10".
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
That is the truth. Like, that to me, he's like, no, look, I'm no, you're not. 5'10 is different from 6 feet.
Yeah.
Sorry. So what happens when you wife swap a public school teacher with a flat earther homeschooling mom? You end up staying with a dip named Kevin who thinks science is for dummies.
The earth revolving around the sun is hard to prove. Why is the moonlight cooler in the light than it is in the moon shade? What is gravity? And nobody knows really what gravity is. The earth feels flat to me. It's not easy to understand a vacuum. I choose not to believe human beings travel to the moon. You know, the earth sits on pillars. I'm not just gonna believe some doctor in a lab coat comes up and tells me just because they got an education.
So this is the thing. I personally do not care that he feels like this, because if you are committed to feeling like really, really sourced in this stupid shit, I'm gonna let you.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna debate and spend my time and energy debating if the earth is flat or round with you. Go ahead. Fall your ass off the side. I don't care. I'm not spending my energy with strangers.
Yeah.
About, like, if I would do the same thing sis was doing, just stand there and look. Just...
Yeah. Which is what a lot of people do.
Is that a red flag? Is that a deal breaker? You know, you
hear... Yes.
Yeah.
Just asking.
You think it's
just asking.
Flat is a big deal breaker. Yes, boo-boo. Yes.
Okay, all right. Just getting engaged.
Well, they're probably... Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. The Love is Blind finale is this Thursday on Netflix. But in the latest episode, Jessica tried to reassure Amber she's not after her man. And it got weird fast.
I'm gonna go after your dude. Barnett thing that happened in the pods. It's over. It was a complicated situation to begin with, and getting over that might take a while. But if it was still a thing, if it was still in your head,
I would have broken your nose.
I'm not gonna lie. If you were to ever to actively go after my husband, I would destroy your life.
Oh, she coming for your husband, girl. Yeah. I can tell you right now.
By the way, I can't tell you the amount of times.
The next move she's coming for, that is the epitome of a girl who's trying to get your man.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's what they say. That's how they act. She's coming for him.
Good to know.
But I've been in those conversations a gazillion times in my early 20s with all the girls that were, like, flirting with my ex-boyfriend or something, and I would, like, just manipulate them out of it, and then they would still have
what
sex with him.
What was your move?
Just, like, that whole, like, drunk, like, and you're so pretty, I loved you the whole time. Like, just bullshit.
Yeah.
When you know? Is too nice to you, that's when you worry.
Yeah.
You know girls, what I mean?
It's a good point.
You girls are really good at, like, the backhanded, like, compliments. Like, bangs, oh, my God, I didn't think you had the face for it. Like, you know, like, real quick.
Bangs. Yeah. Bangs are never afraid.
I'm glad the girl, me and my girls, we don't operate like that. I'll just tell you straight up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Good for you.
But those were not my friends. Those were girls I did not like.
So, of course.
They think they're your friends, though. I will say I do like the fact that, you know, they're showing what drunk conversations really look like. It makes you not ever want to drink again.
It's true.
Oh, really?
It is overrated. It feels bad the next morning. Anyway, we have to take a break, unfortunately, but Trends with Benefits is next.
Finally.
Welcome back. Yes. Well, I just got back from Paris yesterday, and shockingly, I missed all of these trends. So it's time for Trends with Benefits. Yes. Okay, you know when you're talking about something and all of a sudden an ad for that very thing pops up? We've all been there. Well, you can tell Alexa to right off with the bracelet of silence. It was invented to block any microphone in close proximity.
So, how does it work?
I can tell you how it works, but it's confidential.
How's the big project going?
Good, good. To be safe.
I feel like I need this in between commercial breaks, like when we pause, like for my mic, just so we can talk all
Can you just turn Alexa off?
But it's also for your phone as well. Like, if you talk about something, your phone pops up ads about it. So it's good for your phone to not listen to. Your phone's nosy. Your phone knows everything, all your secrets.
Yeah, and you can, like, stop, you know, I guess them from recording what you're saying, but you also have to wear that bracelet.
Okay, instead of wearing it, couldn't you just set it on the table and press it? Like, do you really have to walk around with it? Like, this just seems like this something, they could have made it in the size of a remote.
Yeah, it looks like a ring for a moose. Like, it's like, not, like, what are you really talking about where you need your conversation?
Oh, no, yeah.
For real?
Yep, there's some things.
Yeah? See, I wouldn't want people to hear that I, like, Postmate it a Slurpee, but, like, you know,
that's some dark right there. That is dark.
Oh, you get enough weed in your system, you will Postmate just about anything.
A Slurpee.
Even the guy who brought it to me was like, for real, man? I was like, don't judge me, dude. Your job is to bring me the Slurpee, you know?
Anyway, and now you can enjoy safe sex with one less product. Scientists have developed a self-lubricating condom, which reportedly withstands at least 1,000 thrusts without losing, and I quote, slipperiness.
Oh, great. So now we're going to have to listen to girls be like, you know you had 995 more thrusts, right?
Right. Like, also, for them to be like one less product.
If this is true, I will be keeping count.
Like, 1,000 thrusts? I mean, please.
Also, like, this, like, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation helped back this, so, like, which is amazing. Like, they just have so much money, they're thinking about this stuff now. But, like, you know, at some point, Melinda was like, Bill, like, I'm not, you know, gonna have an orgasm until you change that damn haircut. And he's like, all right, well, let's get all the scientists in the world, baby, because I ain't changing.
Right.
You
know? I will say, initially, I was like, this sounds crazy, but now that they're backing it, I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah, it seems like a smart idea.
This might be legit.
Yeah,
that's a lot of pressure, though.
They're just gonna have to find people that have 1,000 thrusts in them.
That's not... Who are these supermen?
I mean, it's just, so it's 1,000 thrusts for one condom.
Yes, no. It lubricates from the inside and the outside.
I mean, this doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah. And you should use condoms. And let me know how they are.
Okay. You should.
I'm kidding.
Boy, this show just says everything.
Anyway.
This show just goes for it.
No, we believe in safe sex more than
that. We do. All right, and finally, a trend that, like most things that begin on TikTok, has absolutely no benefit. Guzzling food coloring to turn your urine blue. The newest challenge all started with this idiot.
Over the next 5 days, I will be drinking blue food coloring and only blue food coloring. From what I've read online, by the fifth day, the color of my pee will be blue. Number one, my pee is turning more blue. Number two, I don't even want to say it because, as I've said before, kind of embarrassing. But here's a hint, it's a blue ball. I'm sure you guys understand. Also, another update on my skin. I don't know if I'm tripping, but I think I'd be turning blue. Here's the turning into a smurf for 2020.
I hate this kid so much.
Why?
The future, by the way. You
by
know
the way,
what I'm saying?
I feel like the TikTokers are taking it even down another notch. Like, this is beyond. Why do this? For what? His whole body has turned blue. He looks like he's dying.
Yeah. It's definitely not a good idea. I mean, maybe he's bored.
What happened to the good old days of kids just eating Tide Pods for the love of the game? You know? Yeah.
I never thought I'd miss those days.
I know.
Yeah, sucks. Okay, well, now we're out of time, really. So, but if you missed any of tonight's show, subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah.
And Adam, thank you so much for
having me. I had a blast. Thanks for having me. You guys were great. Thank you.
See you tomorrow for an all-new episode. Bye.